Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. It is Wednesday, and it is Meet Your Neighbor Day. And today I have Stan Wiles. How are you doing, Stan?
Doing fine.
Oh, okay. We are going to talk all about you and your life. I guess I know you best because you had the strawberry farm.
Correct. Yeah, we had that for 28 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And now your grandson helps you.
At times, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to find out all about Stan and his life. And your wife works at the college still.
She's correct. Yes.
She's sports.
She is the athletic director.
Athletic director.
And then she's dean, assistant dean.
Oh, okay.
So
at Frontier Community College, Jan Wiles. And we'll find out how they met and all that kind of thing in just a few moments with Stan Wiles here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step forward going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW-AM. 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Stan Wiles. So, Stan, this is Meet Your Neighbor. So, were you born here in Fairfield?
I was born in Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford?
Rockford, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. So, you're a Northern Illinois guy, too.
Well, I was only there when I was very young, you know.
Okay.
Like a year or two. You know.
Oh, all right.
And my dad was a mechanic, and my mother was Ebert Vaughn's daughter,
which
was a farmer, South Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they moved back down here. I went to grade school at Evansville. My dad worked at Harker Brake over there.
Oh, okay.
And I went to do the first four grades at Evansville.
Okay.
And stayed with him. He was a bachelor, you know, just me and him. And then he decided I needed to be on the farm with my grandparents.
Okay.
So I come over and lived with my grandparents from fifth grade all the way to eighth grade. And then Dad remarried. So then I went to play football.
Okay.
So I would have to go to Mills Prairie, not Fairfield, which I would like to go to Fairfield, but couldn't do that. So I went to Evansville. No football. So I went to Evansville North.
All right.
Went from New Hope of 150 kids to Evansville North of 2,300 kids. And needless to say, if you did not play junior league football in Evansville in grade school years, you were way behind. You didn't really have a good chance until they told me junior or senior year in high school, you know.
Right.
So, and, you know, unless you're, you know, diamond speed, yeah, you know.
Talented.
Yeah. So, I went to school there for 2 years, and I missed the farm.
Okay.
So I come back and went to Mills Prairie my last 2 years.
All right.
So I've got friends over there, and I've got my friends here.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So let's talk about grade school. What was your favorite class in grade school? You have?
Oh, I don't know that I had a favorite class, but my favorite teacher was Murray Hill.
Murray Hill.
He was the superintendent and the eighth grade teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Probably my favorite teacher of all years I went to college and, you know, everything.
What was it about Murray?
Oh, he was strict. But I just learned so much. You know, he wanted us to get it. You know, he tried his best to get everyone's attention. And no matter how bad some of the guys was in the class or whatever.
Right.
You know, he
concentrating on the lesson.
Yes. He was very... He was just exceptional.
Okay.
You know.
All right. And then you went to high school in Evansville for 2 years.
Yes.
Did you have any favorite classes there?
Well, see, I wanted to take ag, and you couldn't take ag at Evansville North. You had to go to Wrights at Evansville.
Oh, okay.
So, but that back then, now you can go to any high school you want to start, you know.
Right.
So if you want ag, you can go to Wrights over there. So that wasn't an option back then. So I didn't get to take any ag. And Oh, they had a printing class over there that I did like.
Okay.
But.
And then you came to Mills Prairie. What was the change going from 2,300 students to
64 in the whole school? It was different. Yeah. It was really different.
Culture shock.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, I had some great teachers at Mills Prairie.
Okay.
I mean, they were all young. Most of them were young.
Okay.
Mike Duckworth's wife, Becky.
Becky.
She was a teacher. She just was starting out when I was going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
So was her class hard?
She was mainly home ec. You know, okay. I didn't really have. She was just there.
You just saw her in the halls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, did you have any idea in high school what you wanted to do after high school?
Well, I wanted to go into agriculture.
Okay.
You know, so. I,
you love the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did your grandparents, did you love it because they loved it or they lived it?
Well, no, I think I was just being brought up in it,
uh-huh.
you know, and it just, you know, I just enjoyed it. You
enjoyed
know?
It. Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there, what size... farm did your grandparents have? Was it?
It was a small farm.
Small.
You know, now not compared to nothing what it is now.
Well,
know,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, probably 400 acres, you know, something like that.
But at the time, that was
but
pretty
with
large.
Livestock, you know, livestock picked up a lot, you know.
Okay. So they had cows?
Cows and hogs, you know. And back then, they sold feeder pigs at Albion.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
That was quite a deal, you know.
Right.
They, people from miles around brought feeder pigs over there and sold them.
Right.
You know, and they culled them and, you know, they had certain sizes, you know, and it was a big deal back then.
Yeah.
That's where the pallet factory's at now over there.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was always really, you know, impressed, you know.
Okay. So they did more than sustainable farming.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you... What did you think about college coming out of high school?
Well, it was an easy change
okay.
for me because, you know, I'd had ag in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I went to Mount Carmel.
Okay.
And took the ag business class over there, course. Yeah.
And
so then they had all my on-the-job training. So I had my first on-the-job training here in Fairfield.
Oh, okay.
Under Jim Green.
Mm-hmm.
And... my second on-the-job training, which was going to be at Shelbyville, FS up there.
Okay.
And it was going to be a full-time job, but that didn't seem to work out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come into agreement on, well, they didn't follow through with what they had
promised,
yeah. So
okay.
I come back down here and Morris Elder at Grayville was general manager. And he told me, he says, I can't guarantee you the money they had guaranteed or promised you, but he says that in time, you know, you're going to be there shortly, very shortly.
Right.
So I started working at Grayville, and I worked over there a few years, and then I come back to, and I was able to transfer to Fairfield and work over here. So,
all right. So where did you meet Jan in all this?
Well, when I was going to school at Mount Carmel, I was going back and forth from my dad's at Evansville, and I met her through the friends I'd made when I first started high school over there.
Oh, okay.
So she went to high school with my friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how we met, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And when did you two get married?
We got married back in 1974.
Okay.
1974, yes.
All right.
So you're telling my age now, yeah. So, Jane was a beautician, you know.
Yeah.
And she went back to Frontier.
Okay.
And started out there. And she graduated from there. And then she went to USI.
Okay.
And then she got her master's at Oakland City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of getting off me, but she's a big part.
Well, she went to Frontier, and they loved her so much they kept her.
Yeah. And did well, yeah.
All right. We are going to talk about the things that you're doing and more about you here in just a few moments. We're talking to Stan Wiles here on Meet Your Neighbor Day here on Community Connection. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Stan Wiles, and this is Meet Your Neighbor Day. And you met your wife. You got married in 1974, and you're now working back in Fairfield at FS?
I have worked for FS ever since I got out of college.
Okay.
And but I've only worked the last 6 years as just part-time in the spring.
Okay.
Help run the plant at Belle Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just do that. It's seasonal in the spring, which it gets tough because I'm doing my lawn care also. So you're
That's liable
to see me.
Picks up.
Yeah. So it's tough. You know, they let me off a few days or I just take off.
Okay. So
to get my stuff done.
Right.
You know, but my business has grown quite a bit. So it's getting really tough. I just can't hardly do that.
Okay. So, tell me, because I don't have an agricultural background.
Right.
What is it that FS does?
Well, it's come a long ways. They apply chemicals and fertilizer and sell seed. Well, they've also got LP gas, and they've got heavy fuels, diesel and gasoline, and just service the farmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what is it about working for FS that was so satisfying?
I was plant manager for like 10 years, and I really missed being in the field because I was a crop specialist and a crop advisor, a certified crop advisor, and you got to take a test to get that certification and everything. But I always liked getting out and talking to the farmer one-on-one,
right?
You know, and addressing problems that they'd have and making kind of prescription weed control, you know, with chemicals. And I've been around chemicals all my life and just really enjoyed it, you know.
Okay.
Felt rewarding.
All right.
You know.
Are there problems that come up with crops that the farmer doesn't readily know what the problem is?
Yes. And that was part of my job, going out and, you know, making diagnosis of what there is out there, what's going on, and then how to treat it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How difficult is that?
Well, it's difficult because there's many things you've got to learn on your own and not through a book. You know, you've got to, and chemicals back before they had to Roundup Ready beans and corn, you know, you had to make just like a prescription. You make your own medicines, what it amounted to.
Really?
On how to treat what weeds you had out there, what chemicals it took to treat them weeds, and you got to know what chemicals you can mix with other chemicals that won't be antagonistic. And,
right.
You know, you got to have a synergistic, you know, way of mixing them together and so they'll work better or not be antagonized from the
right.
other chemicals.
And not kill the crop in the meantime.
Right, yes. We have to have crop safety by all means.
Okay. So the best part was meeting the farmer. And dealing with them. Then you start. When did the strawberry farm come into it?
I did that. I started out. It was probably 1979, I believe it was, something like that.
Okay.
But I started out with a front-tine tiller, and I had
three
acres
small.
Of strawberries with a front-tine tiller.
Wow.
Yes. But I hadn't, you know, I kept all my expenses down. It was work, you know, a lot of hoeing. Yeah, a lot of work, you know. But it put my kids through college, you know.
Okay.
One and then Jan was there and she ran the patch and, you know, the kids picked.
Right.
And so, you know, it was quite a.
Did Justin help more or Megan help more?
They both helped, but Justin was awesome, you know.
Okay.
He picked like 1,000 pound.
All right.
You know, one year, you know, there.
Wow.
Yeah. And, well, over that, but between him and Matt Shreve.
Yeah.
Which Matt has got strawberries now.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And he's got his produce and sweet corn.
Oh.
That he sells.
Yeah.
You know, up here on Delaware. So, and Matt would be out there he'd be out there before daylight. And I'm kidding you not. He would have 6 flats of strawberries picked, and there wouldn't be a bad one in the bunch.
Okay.
So he was awesome.
Okay. You know,
great, great individual.
All right. And your kids are Justin Wiles.
And
Megan Black now.
Yeah, Megan Black.
And
Jordan.
And
Jordan.
And Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's a school psychologist at Champaign, the Northwest, about three or four schools, I think, is where he's going to now.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
and grandkids?
I've got 5 grandkids.
Okay. You just had one turn 10, right?
Yes.
Justin's little boy.
Yes.
Just turned 10. And yes. Then they've got twins.
Got twin girls.
Mm-hmm. And and then Megan's got a couple.
Yeah.
So do they help out at the family farm?
Well.
Because I know one year. I was talking to Justin, and he said something. He asked me if I needed sweet corn.
Yes.
And the next day, there was like this huge bag of sweet corn, like a paper bag from a grocery store, full of sweet corn on my front porch.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, there's this huge bag of sweet corn on my front porch. I don't know where it came from. I was like, it must have been Justin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Justin, but now he's into the apples. We've got 50 apple trees.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're getting old enough now. We're starting to get a number of apples off of them.
Oh, okay.
If we can keep the coons out of them, you know. that's what we're worried about right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, and he sprays them every week. I don't care how busy he gets. He's working at McLeansboro NFS.
Right.
He's doing what I did when I was a salesman. He's a crop specialist.
Oh, okay.
And he's got his crop advisor certification. So.
Yeah.
He's doing what I'm doing down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when did you become interested in apples and orchard?
Well, I don't know. Mick McGuire always told me, he said, Stan, you don't want nothing to do with them apples. He said, that fire blight is terrible. And he's right. We've lost some trees. And all this wet spring, it's been really rough. We've lost some trees that were 6 inches through. I mean.
Right.
You know, the diameter of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been tough on everybody. I mean, it's been. Worst wettest in 124 years. You know, I've had some people say, you know, well, I've never seen it like this. And I said, that's because you're not 124 years old. You know, I've never seen nothing like it either. You know,
right.
It's unbelievable, you know. And it's been rough on the farmers.
Okay. All right. The crop numbers just came out. Did you pay attention to that?
No. I have been on that crop tour before. And I just don't really agree on how they go about doing it.
Okay.
And I just don't see how that can be that accurate. But they have done fantastic in the years past.
Right.
They've been very accurate. I don't. It's better to be lucky than, I guess. But
okay.
But yeah, I think the numbers. Well, it's too early to tell. You know, the beans are not all potted yet. We've still got some growing. Degree days still to get put in, and it's late. Just a lot of factors that's going to affect that crop yet.
Right. Okay.
So.
Well, I know everybody's seeing the national numbers
for
the crop, and they're going, there's just no way.
Yeah.
Because we have flooding, not just here, but in Iowa and
it's amazing.
Nebraska, and they're flooding everywhere this spring.
Right.
So what is your life like now? Your days, you have the lawn mowing business, right?
Well, I don't do any mowing.
You don't do any mowing?
No.
Okay. It's landscaping.
And I've really, really backed off on landscaping.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting as young as I was.
Okay.
And I just don't start any big jobs. And I'm keeping busy with spraying fence rows for farmers.
Okay.
Putting in waterways and or helping seed them and put the rolled straw down for erosion. That's a lot of work, but I really love doing it because I love prevent erosion.
Okay.
You know, I love doing that. And then I'm seeding lawns, you know, and starting new lawns.
Okay.
And some dirt work, excavation work.
Yeah.
And then I spread fertilizer and spray chemicals on the lawns, you know, keep the weeds out.
Okay.
So
what's the biggest mistake people make with their lawns?
They mow their grass too short.
Okay.
And when they do that, it's like if you cut your hair real short and you get your head sunburnt. That's what it amounts to. Because when you cut the grass too short, the sunlight gets in, deteriorates the chemical that prevents crabgrass.
Uh-huh.
So then the crabgrass comes.
Ah.
But this year it's been extremely difficult because we've had just too much rain.
Right.
You know, if the chemical would last and we didn't have no crabgrass this year, well, that would go on for years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not that strong. You know, it isn't made to last like that.
Right.
That's what makes it more environmental safe, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, you're working in landscaping and lawn care.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you're doing?
Well, like I say, I've worked for FS,
right,
you know, in the spring, the last 6 years since I retired from FS. I had maxed out on my retirement at FS.
Okay.
So I just kind of decided I like to do something new, you know.
Right.
So that's how I.
So is there a new adventure waiting for you?
I would like to have a greenhouse.
Okay.
And I would like to try growing strawberries in a greenhouse.
Hmm.
And do other vegetables.
Okay.
But there's only so many hours in a day. But yeah, that's probably my. And I'm wanting to do more hunting. You know, I have not hunted like I swore I would when I retired from FS. So that's something I want to do. Yes, I would. It's tough, though, to find places to hunt anymore because a lot of this ground is leased up.
Right.
You know, and I have a real hard time. You know, it's got to be
just right.
Convenient, you know, that I can get to so I can do my stuff, you know, too.
Right. Well, I've seen deer out in your yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right through it, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to know about you, Stan?
I don't know of anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people need to call you and ask you about their lawn?
They can.
Okay. Yeah. What's your number?
It is 618-516-1719.
1719.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot for being here,
Thank
Stan.
You for having me.
It's been good to get to know you.
Yeah.
A little bit more. All right, that's Meet Your Neighbor today with Stan Wiles here on the Community Connection.